78 degrees at 8:56, and it's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're starting out the week on a lower note, which has been kind of a consistent theme here recently, but we've got some better rains than expected in Iowa overnight, so that continues to weigh on markets here as we continue to stabilize the crops in some areas and continue to grow some of the maybe bean potential, at least on the yield side, trying to match up with what the USDA told us here a week and a half ago on USDA yields. One of the main newsworthy items this week will be the crop tour that's moving across the Midwest, so the storylines coming out of that crop tour will probably influence the market here as we move on, and the question will be, does the tour continue to find some of that variability out in the field, or they continue to match up with some of the yields that the USDA showed us there on that August 12th crop report. So time will tell here as the week goes on, but that'll be the main talking point here this week. But we are starting the week on a lower note. September corn at 348 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. December corn at 362, down 3 3/4. March corn at 374 and a quarter, down 3 1/2. September soybeans at 931 and a quarter, down 6 1/4. November soybeans at 932 1/2, down 5 1/4. January soybeans at 940 3/4, that's down 5 cents. September Chicago wheat at 412 1/2, down 3 1/2. December wheat at 439 1/2, down 3. September KC wheat at 411 1/2, down 3. December KC wheat at 439, down 3 1/4. September Minneapolis wheat at 662 1/2, down 6 1/4. December mini wheat at 676 1/2, that's down 6 cents. Livestock markets here are mixed. August cattle 106.30, down 7. October cattle 106.12, up 22. August feeders 140.25, down 25. September feeders at 139.55, down 50 cents. October lean hogs 65.40, down 72. December hogs at 60.50, that's down 82 cents. Outside markets here showing the dollar a little weaker. Equities touch weaker as well. Crude oil down about 30 cents or so. Export inspections out at 10 o'clock this morning. We'll also have crop progress out this afternoon at 3 o'clock, expecting corn and soybean ratings to continue to be somewhat steady as we approach that time of year where we actually look for harvest results to influence kind of what the market thinks on ratings. So we're still a few weeks away, at least in the central part of the Corn Belt, for some harvest, but it's quickly approaching as we move into the September here next month. But Brian, most of the talk this week is going to be on the crop tour, so we'll see what it says.
All right, Aaron, sounds good. Thanks a lot for the update.
Have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois on this Monday. And let's take a look at your forecast. Not the greatest weather for eclipse viewing here in Champaign-Urbana, although to the south it looks a bit better. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly to mostly cloudy skies here today in CU. Look for a high around 85 degrees. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms as well. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of 70 degrees. Mostly cloudy showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow with a high of 80. Then we'll turn a bit cooler and less humid for the day Wednesday with a high of 78 degrees. Stay tuned. 2 hours of 1A coming up next here on AM 580. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580. And WYMO FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 78 degrees at 9 o'clock.